Before she passed away, my aunt repeatedly asked a question to which she seemed to never have the answer. Her question was, why must life be so hard? By hard, she meant existence in this world. By hard, she meant that which is stiff, rigid, hard, that which is demanding and strict. Hard, that which requires a great deal of mental and physical effort. Well, she was 88 when she succumbed to cancer, and I suspect that she went to her grave never knowing the answer to her question. But I believe she was absolutely right in her observation. Existence in this world is hard. It is stiff. It is rigid. It is not easily bent. Existence in this world, and a lot of folks don't realize this, but existence in this world requires personal responsibility. Existence in this world demands mental effort and physical exertion. This world is uncompromising. This world makes no allowances for ignorance. The fact that one does not know and understand what this world requires doesn't lessen the consequences of uninformed decisions. Ignorance is not an excuse. This world has no empathy for weakness. In fact, according to this world, it is acceptable for the strong to devour the weak. This world has no consideration for frailties. It has no mercy on those who are driven by their insatiable need for sensual pleasure. This world has zero tolerance for shortcomings. It has no sympathy for those who cannot measure up to the standard by which it measures success. Without compromise, this world demands that its requirements be met. And those who cannot meet requirements are tossed aside and considered as worthless human beings. However, still haven't answered the question, though. Why is existence in this world so hard? Why is this world so stiff? Why is this world so rigid? Why is this world so unyielding? Couldn't there have been a better way? Couldn't there have been a better way for humans to exist? Well, it didn't start out this way. And it certainly wasn't God's plan that human existence in this world be hard. The hardness of day-to-day human existence is the direct consequence of the first man and woman's disobedience. Genesis 3:16. Unto the woman, he said, he, the Lord, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception. In sorrow shall thou bring forth children, and thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee. So because of disobedience, the first woman would experience great sorrow. She would be cursed with a curse that would cause her to experience regret and sadness. How? Through childbirth. Not only would birthing be a painful experience, but in sadness she would raise her children. And because of her disobedience, while she loved and desired her husband, she would be subject to his potential to abuse or misuse his control over her. Verse 17. And to the first man said he, the Lord, because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife, and hast eaten of the tree of which I commanded thee, saying, thou shalt not eat of it, cursed is the ground for thy sake. In sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life. Thorns also and thistles shall it bring forth to thee. And thou shalt eat the herb of the field, In the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread, till thou return unto the ground. For out of it was thou taken, from dust thou art, and to dust thou shalt return. So, because the first man listened to his wife and disobeyed, the Lord God would no longer provide for them. Man would be cursed with the responsibility for his existence, and his existence would be hard. He would have to work for his food. The ground would be cursed. Instead of edible food growing up from the ground without any effort, he would be required to toil and sweat and work the soil to get the food they needed. Man would have to work hard to maintain their existence. This would be the sentence for their disobedience. Their existence in this physical world would be stiff. Their existence in this physical world would be rigid. Their existence in this physical world would be unyielding. Their existence in this world would be hard. Now, verse 20. And Adam called his wife's name Eve, because she was the mother of all living. Is that what it says? So if Eve is the mother of all living, and Adam is the father of all living, and because life would be hard for them, life would be hard for all living. And insofar as God did not create any more human beings after the first man and woman, every human being is a descendant of the first man and woman. And the disobedient nature of the first man and woman resonates in the genetic code of their descendants. I'll say that again. The disobedient nature of the first man and first woman resonates in the genetic code of their descendants. Don't go there. You can write it down. Romans 5:12. It says, by one man sin entered the world, and death by sin. And so death passed upon all men, for all have sinned. So, every human being is a descendant of the father and mother of all living. Therefore, every human being is born with a disobedient and sinful genetic code. So because of one man's disobedience, not only are all of his descendants disobedient, not only are they disobedient sinners, all of his descendants comprise the disobedient. All of his descendants comprise this disobedient and sinful world.
Yes.
Now, we understand that the descendants of a father and mother are called children, right? So if the father and mother of all living were disobedient, then their offspring are called the children of disobedience. Ephesians 2:1. Took some Benadryl and it seems to be slowing me down. Ephesians 2:1. And you hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins, where in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience.
Yes, sir.
Among whom also we had our conversation in times past in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. So human beings are genetically the children of disobedience. We're not taught how to be rebellious. It's in our genetic code. We're not taught how to lie, to cheat, or steal. It's in our genetic code. We're not taught how to be cruel and insensitive. It's in our genetic code. We're not taught how to be verbally and physically abusive. It's in our genetic code.
Yes, sir.
We're not taught how to be selfish and self-centered. It's in our genetic code. We aren't taught how to be angry and hostile. It's in our genetic code. And the reason why existence in this world is so hard is because the world is a synonym for the children of disobedience. The world and the children of disobedience are one and the same. The children of disobedience are dead in trespasses and sins. The children of disobedience hold positions in government. The children of disobedience control financial institutions. The children of disobedience run corporations. The children of disobedience make laws.
All right, all right.
The children of disobedience decide who's in the majority and who's in the minority.
Yes.
The children of disobedience influence the beliefs and practices of their own societies. This world is evil because the children of disobedience are evil. This world is wicked because the children of disobedience are wicked. This world is hard, cold, and cruel because the children of disobedience are hard, cold, and cruel.
Yes, sir.
The children of disobedience are the rulers of darkness. They're the spiritual wickedness in high places. This world is hard because the children of disobedience make it even harder. The spirit of disobedience is in them. It's the same spirit that beguiled the mother of all living into seducing the father of all living. The spirit of the prince of the power of the air, the spirit of evil, the spirit of rebellion, the spirit of the devil, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience.
Yes, sir.
So what's the solution? What's the answer to this wicked, evil, and hard world? Romans 5:6. Romans 5:6. For when we were yet without strength, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. Is that what it says? For scarcely for a righteous man would one die. Yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commended his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from the wrath through him. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life.
Yes, yes.
So in our weakness, in our inability to defend ourselves against the evil that is in our genetic code, Christ died for us. While we were dead in trespasses and sins, Christ died for us. While we were the children of disobedience, Christ died for us.
Yes, sir.
While we were yet enemies, Christ died for us. According to the scripture, we know that God was in Christ. So if God was in Christ and Christ died for us, then God died for us.
All right.
And when God died for us, he commended his love toward us. Commend is a compound word of co and mend. Co as in jointly together, like a co-pilot and a co-pilot. Mend is to improve something or restore it to a satisfactory condition. Thus, God commended his love. His love came jointly together with us in our sinful condition to improve us and bring us back to where we were before the Father and the Mother of all living disobeyed.
Yes. Yes.
Verse 11. And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement. Wherefore, as by one man sin entered the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, that all have sinned. So to atone is to make amends. To amend is to make restitution, to return something to its rightful condition. Thus God commended his love to make amends, to return the children of disobedience back to himself.
All right.
2 Corinthians 5:19. God was in Christ. 2 Corinthians 5:19. God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them. You know, disobedience separated us from God and made us his enemies. However, he reconciled us back to himself by death through Christ. He sacrificed his body and his blood to return to himself what was rightly his, what rightly belonged to him. And if we repent from our disobedience, if we ask for forgiveness from our disobedience, If we are baptized in the name of Jesus for the remission of sins, if we receive the indwelling of the Holy Ghost evidenced by speaking in tongues as he gives the utterance, all of our past sins shall be forgiven.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lord.
And no longer will we be the children of disobedience. Our genetic code will change. It will change from carnal to spiritual. That's why Paul says, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things are new.
Yes, yes.
So then we will be called the children of light. We will be born of the Spirit and born of the Holy Ghost, and it will be the will of our Father.
Yes, yes.
Ephesians 5:1. Ephesians 5:1. Paul says, be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also hath loved us and hath given himself for us. For this ye know, that no whoremonger, nor unclean person, nor covetous man who is an idolater hath any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Let no man deceive you with vain words. For because of these things cometh the wrath of God. For because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon whom? The children of disobedience. Be not ye therefore partakers with them. For ye were sometimes darkness. He says we were darkness. He didn't say we were in darkness. He says we were darkness.
Yes, 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 yes.
But now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. So because of sin, the children of disobedience, their existence in this physical world will be hard. And the remedy is to walk in love, the same love that God commended toward us. Well, how do we walk in love? How do we walk in love? Well, he tells us, by following Christ as dear children.
Yes, yes, yes.
He says, be not ye therefore partakers with them, the children of disobedience. In other words, it's our choice. After we're born of the Spirit, we have a choice. We're no longer forced to do the things the children of disobedience do. The children of disobedience are darkness. They're held captive by the darkness of sin, by death and disobedience. Oh, but the Bible says those who are born again are a chosen generation.
Yes, yes, yes.
A royal priesthood, a holy nation. A peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. In time past, we're not a people, but now are the people of God. That's 1 Peter 2:9. So being born again means we're a royal priesthood. We can go to God for ourselves and he will hear us. Born again means we are the chosen of God. Being born again means we belong to him.
Yes.
Being born again means we are holy. We are set apart. We are very, very different from the children of disobedience.
Thank you, Lord.
And you got a whole lot of so-called folks that think they're saved.
Uh-huh.
And they're the children of disobedience.
Yes. Yes.
If you deny the baptism in Jesus' name, you're among the children of disobedience.
Uh-huh.
If you deny that you need to be baptized, you're among the children of disobedience.
Yes, 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 yes.
If you think that Jesus is the second person of the Trinity, you're one of the children of disobedience.
Uh-huh.
If you have to sing the song, Holy Spirit, come into this place,
yes.
Fill this place, flood this place with your presence, then you're one of the children of disobedience. Because they sing that song.
Yes.
Holy Spirit, come into this place. Holy Spirit, fill this place and flood it with your presence. They're children of disobedience. You know why? Because you can tell them how to receive the indwelling of the Holy Ghost and they will reject it. They will deny it. Being born again means we are the children of light. Once we were not the people of God, but because of his sacrifice in the body of Christ, and because we repented of our sins and went down in the waters of baptism in the name of Jesus for the remission of our sins, we are no longer the children of disobedience and darkness. We are the children of light.
Yes, sir. Yes.
And although we do still live in this world that is hard, we are not of this world that is hard. Why? Because we serve a God who died to make our existence in this world easy.
All right.
Did you know that? Your life, while you're in this hard world, your life can still be easy.
Yes, Lord.
Why? Because built into the word of God is an easy life.
Yes, it is.
Built into the word of God is an easy life.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Matthew 11:28. Jesus says, come unto me. All ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest for your soul. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. So the first human cursed his children with labor and toil. The first human cursed his children and made their existence hard.
Yes.
Jesus came to adopt the first human's children and reverse the curse.
All right, now, come on.
He says, come unto me, those who are burdened with the cares of this sinful world. Come unto me. This world is heavy. Come unto me. This world is laborious. Come unto me. This world is tiresome. Come unto me. This world is burdensome. Come unto me, and I will give you rest.
Hallelujah.
I will give you mental respite. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. Yoke, by being yoked means I'm going to be joined together.
Yes.
To be yoked with me is to be, we're going to be joined together.
Yes.
In other words, I'm going through this evil world with you.
Yes,
and I'll be the stronger one in the yoke for you.
All right.
He says, take my yoke upon you. Be joined together with me. And it's easy. Being yoked together with me is not like being yoked to the world. My yoke is not hard. My yoke is easy. My burden is light.
Yes. Yes.
Yes?
Thank you, Jesus.
There are some things you must do to be yoked together with me.
Uh-huh. Come on. All right.
But what I ask you to do is not hard. On the contrary, what I ask is quite easy. You must believe and obey the gospel that I have revealed. You must be born again. You must be baptized in my name for the remission of your sins. And you must receive my spirit. And then you will receive the rest in your soul.
Yes, 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 yes.
You must be my begotten. You must be my child. You must belong to me. John 5:1. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God.
Uh-huh.
And everyone that loveth him, that begat loveth him, also is begotten of him. Yes. By this we know that we love the children of God.
Uh-huh.
When we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments. And then he says, his commandments are not grievous. They're not hard. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith.
Yes, yes, yes.
Who is it he that overcometh the world but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? So the children of God are begotten of him. They are born of God because they believe that Jesus is the Christ.
Yes.
The children of God have overcome the world. By believing and obeying the gospel of Christ, the children of God have overcome the world.
Yes, sir.
The children of God keep his commandments, and his commandments are not hard.
All right.
His commandments are his yoke, and his yoke is easy.
Yes, sir.
His burden is light. His burden is light.
Uh-huh.
You know, that's an interesting play on words, Elder, because by definition, a burden is a heavy load.
Yes.
A burden is a worrisome responsibility.
Yes.
A burden is hard to carry.
Uh-huh.
And this makes perfect sense because for the children of disobedience, existence in this world is a hard and heavy burden.
Yes, yes.
However, for the children of God, for the children of light, for the children of obedience,
uh-huh.
in this world is easy and the burden is light. In other words,
yes.
those who really are in Christ Jesus, you don't have a burden at all. Why? Because not only are we the children of God, we are also the children of obedience to the word of God.
Yes.
And Jesus gained deliverance from sin and death, how? Through obedience.
Uh-huh.
Therefore, freedom from the evil that is in this world is through obedience to the word of God. If you live according to the word of God, you'll live an easy life.
All right, come on.
Doesn't mean there won't be some situations that are difficult for you, because Jesus says in this world you will have tribulation. But overall, your life will be good. Your life will be easy. And if you stop making those choices that make your life worse, your life will be even better. If you understand that wherever you are right now is because of the choices that you make, then if they're good, then you know I made some right choices. If they're bad, then you know I made some wrong choices. And as long as I'm alive, I can continue to make better choices. Right? And if I make choices according to the word of God, I'm guaranteed to have a good life. He said, I came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for my yoke is easy. My burden is light. I'll give you rest in your soul.
Yes, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
We're free from the evil that is in this world. We're free from the curse of the children of disobedience. We have escaped the corruption that is in this world. Through the word of God, through our obedience to the word of God.
Thank you, Lord.
Romans 6:16, Paul says, know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom ye obey? Whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness. That's Romans 6:16. Or of obedience unto righteousness. But God be thanked that ye were the servants of sin, but ye have what? Obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered unto you. You heard, you're a sinner. You heard you need to be baptized in the name of Jesus. You heard you need to receive the indwelling of the Holy Ghost. You accepted it, you obeyed it, and now you are free from the curse. The children of God are the servants of righteousness. That they obeyed the gospel that was delivered to them. The children of God are the people of God.
Yes.
And we are the children of God. We are the people of God.
Thank you, Jesus.
We're yoked together with Christ in love.
Uh-huh.
That's why when you're in a different situation, you don't have to scream at him. He's right there.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever there's a problem that seems to be difficult, uh-huh. You don't have to. He's right there.
Yeah, thank you, Lord.
And I guarantee you, if you call on him, he will answer you.
Yes.
He promised, he said, he will call on me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble because he knows my name. I remember when I was coming up in Church of God in Christ, they used to sing that stupid song. He may not come when you want him, but he's right on time. Jesus says, you will call on me and I will answer you. He didn't say I'll pretend to ignore you until I'm ready to come. But they like to sing those kind of songs. Well, you know, he may not come when you want him, but he's right on time. And you know the Lord won't put more on you than you can bear.
Yes, 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 yes.
He says, cast your cares on me. Put your burdens on me. So what does he give you? He puts burdens on you and puts heavy load on you so you can give them back to him? See how stupid that is? That's asinine. We are the children of God. We are yoked together in love with Christ. Our yoke with Christ is easy and our burden with him is light.
Yes.
Jesus says, these things have I spoken unto you, that in me he might have peace. In this world, you shall have tribulation. But be of good cheer.
Yes, Jesus. Glory to God.
In the midst of tribulation, be of good cheer. In the midst of difficulty, be of good cheer.
Come on. Thank you, Jesus.
When things seem hard, be of good cheer. Notice I said seem. Be of good cheer. Be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. We have overcome the world. That's another stupid song that folks love to sing. We shall overcome. We have overcome.
Yes.
The Bible says we overcame by the blood of the Lamb.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
We have overcome.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Mm-hmm.
Yes, we have overcome.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
We are yoked fellows with Christ.
Yes.
His yoke is easy. And his burden is light.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your precious plan of salvation. We thank you that you loved us so much that you endured the agony of the cross. And we thank you that we stand here free from evil. We stand here free from the darkness of sin. We stand here free in you. We stand here in you. Thank you for your word in Jesus' name. Anyone in need of prayer? Anyone in need of prayer?